Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. In today's episode, we will be looking at Japanese animation, specifically anime and manga. This unique artistic style characterized by color and emotive characters, certainly iconic by this point. But the story of Japanese animation goes back centuries. Today, we'll be exploring the origins of animation and the evolution to its current, globally recognizable style and brand. Earlier, I mentioned the descriptions manga and anime. You may know neither, or either, or both. But what exactly are they? And are they the same thing? So first of all, manga and anime are separate. Manga and anime are closely related, but they're not the same. They are both forms of Japanese entertainment media that share similarities, but they differ in their formats and their presentation. Manga refers to Japanese comic books or graphic novels. It consists of printed or digital comics that are typically serialized in magazines before being compiled into collected volumes. Manga covers a wide range of genres and target demographics, including shonen, which is aimed at young boys, shoujo, which is aimed at young girls, shinen, which is aimed at adult men, and josei, which is aimed at adult women. Manga is read in a right-to-left format, as opposed to Western comics, which are read from left to right. Anime refers to animated television shows or films produced in Japan or in a style that originated in Japan. While many anime are adopted from manga, they can also be original works or adaptations of other sources, such as light novels or video games. Anime covers a diverse range of genres and can target various age groups, similar to manga. Unlike manga, anime involves moving images, voice acting soundtracks, and other visual audio elements. Manga and anime are unique forms of entertainment media with several distinctive characteristics that set them apart from other storytelling mediums. Both manga and anime are known for their unique visual styles characterized by exaggerated facial expressions, large eyes, colorful artwork, and dynamic action sequences. This distinctive aesthetic has become iconic and instantly recognizable, contributing to the appeal of both mediums. Manga and anime cover a wide range of genres and themes, catering to diverse audiences and tastes. From action-packed shonen series to romantic shoujo stories to gritty seinen dramas and whimsical slice-of-life narratives, there's something for everyone within the world of manga and anime. Many manga are serialized in magazines before being compiled into the collected volumes, allowing for a long-form storytelling and character development over time. Similarly, anime often adapts serialized manga or novels into episodic formats, creating ongoing narratives that keep viewers engaged over multiple episodes or seasons. Manga and anime inspire passionate fan communities both in Japan and internationally. Fans often engage in fan art, cosplay, fan fiction, and discussions about their favorite series, contributing to a vibrant and active fandom culture. The roots of manga can be traced back to ancient Japan, where narrative stories such as the Imakimono depicted stories through sequential art. During the Edo period, which is the 7th to the 19th century, woodblock prints known as ukiyo became popular, featuring colorful and expressive illustrations of daily life, folk tales, and historical events. These early forms of visual storytelling laid the groundwork for manga's development. The modern era of manga and anime began to take shape in the early 20th century. Magazines like Gigi Manga and Tokyo Puck featured cartoons and illustrations, contributing to the popularization of manga as a form of entertainment. Certain artists played pivotal roles in shaping the early manga landscape, such as E.P. Okamoto. The aftermath of World War II saw many significant changes in Japan, including the emergence of manga and anime as forms of mass entertainment. Osamu Tezuka, often referred to as the God of Manga, revolutionized the industry with works like Astro Boy and Kimba the White Lion, which introduced cinematic storytelling techniques and helped define the modern manga and anime aesthetic. The 1960s and the 1970s witnessed what can be called the golden age of manga and anime, with the emergence of iconic franchises and diverse genres. Shonen manga that targeted young boys with action-packed stories such as Dragon Ball, while shoujo manga focused on romance and relationships aimed at teenage girls, for example, Sailor Moon. Anime adaptations of popular manga series further expanded the reach of these stories. The 1980s marked the period of commercialization and globalization for manga and anime. Weekly and monthly manga magazines became staple reading materials for Japanese audiences, featuring serialized stories across the various genres. The anime industry experienced a boom with the rise of iconic franchises like Naruto, One Piece, and Pokemon, which achieved immense popularity both in Japan and internationally. While the advent of the internet and digital publishing platforms, manga and anime have become more accessible to global audiences. Online scantlations, fan translations, and legal streaming services have facilitated the spread of manga and anime beyond Japan's borders, leading to increased international fandom and influence. Manga and anime are deeply ingrained in Japanese culture and have become significant exports, shaping global perceptions of Japan and Japanese pop culture. They serve as ambassadors for Japanese storytelling, art, and aesthetics, influencing fashion, music, and other forms of entertainment worldwide. Like we mentioned in our previous episode on sushi, animation also serves as a type of diplomatic soft power, promoting Japanese culture globally. To conclude, let's share some little-known facts about manga and anime. Many manga and anime draw inspiration from classic literature and mythology. For example, Astro Boy was influenced by Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, while Neon Genesis Evangelion incorporates themes from various religious texts and psychological theories. Alongside mainstream manga publications, there exists a thriving underground manga scene featuring alternative and avant-garde works. These underground manga often explore darker themes, experimental art styles, and unconventional storytelling techniques. Manga and anime creators sometimes include cameo appearances or references to characters from other series as Easter eggs for fans. These crossovers can range from subtle background appearances to full-fledged crossover events between different franchises. In Japan, manga cafes or manga kisas are establishments where patrons can rent private booths equipped with shelves of manga to read for a set fee. Manga cafes are popular among manga enthusiasts, students, and tourists looking for a unique cultural experience. Fans of anime often embark on anime pilgrimages to visit real-life locations featured in their favorite series. These pilgrimages can boost tourism in rural areas and contribute to local economies, while some municipalities actively promoting their ties to popular anime series. Japan is home to several manga museums dedicated to preserving and celebrating the history and art of manga. These museums showcase original artwork, manuscripts, and memorabilia from beloved manga series, offering visitors insights into the creative process behind their favorite works. This concludes our episode. We hope you've enjoyed the content and we look forward to a new episode next week. If you have any questions or queries, we are always happy to answer anything we can. Please find our contact details on the site or below the description.